at base A that I was a doctor and the meteorologist, and the first thing that we stepped to do was to get the Met Station going. That was my particular job, and we did in fact get the Met observations started on the 1st of March, which is not bad, as we landed in February. But of course, when we were, the first thing to get ashore was everybody was second-class wood butchers working under the command of Ashton, who was a master craftsman, and got this motley crew of people armed with hammers and nails to put the house together. We were quite well off to start with, because we went down the Antarctic, not only in the William Scoresby, which is built for ice and had been a whale catcher before, but there was the Fitzroy, which was a sort of passenger cargo ship which trundled along between Falklands, Montevideo, Punta Arenas, and South Georgia, so that she was not built for ice, but she was certainly built for bad weather. And so we lived in great comfort until the Fitzroy left at 3 o'clock in the morning, and we didn't even have the floor laid in the hut at that time, so that we had to turn to and lay the floor before we had anywhere to sleep on. The weather was about freezing, not very pleasant, but not all that cold, and the chief job for the first month or so was in getting ourselves established and fit to live. We slept in the hut the first night, we didn't have any tents. We're only on a very small island in Port La Croix, and in the summertime that was cut off by from the mainland. It was, you could walk across in the winter, you could walk across on the ice. But in summer, it was we were cut off, and we had to work very a vast amount of hard labour in humping all the stores, getting things going, and stoves and things all had to be unpacked, and everybody sort of mucked in doing all the jobs. It was prefabricated. It came from Bolton Paul in Norwich. Only that part of the it was very carefully prefabricated with mortise and tenon joints, but the plan wasn't all that. I think the exact plan was suitable for putting it up on English summer, but not in Antarctic blizzards. So it, in fact, that although they were all marked, the Ashton mainly worked. He put them all in the right place, but he did them all with nails, 6-inch nails, and. The hut actually was extreme. It was a very nice hut. And in addition, that we got a certain amount of timber from Deception, which was used to build an extension on the hut. The Port La Croix hut was an extremely nice one. Very comfortable. It took about 2 months to get it that stage.